You're listening to ABC Central Victoria.
And yes, today is the day that COVID-19 vaccinations open up for children between 5 and 11 years old. Bendigo Health Chair Bob Cameron says that 2,000 kids have already been booked in for their vaccination at the Bendigo Mass Vaccination Hub, and they do expect that number to grow over the next few weeks, of course. We've got Bendigo Respiratory Clinic Director Dr. Ava Pieko on the line now. Dr. Ava is part of the respiratory clinic that's the Spring Gully one. She can give us the perspective from them. A very good morning to you. Good to talk to you again.
Yeah, good morning, Fiona. I hope you had a good break over the new year.
Yeah, look, it was nice to get away, but of course in the back of your mind is all, you know, looking at the COVID numbers and what's been happening with Omicron and all of that, so... You know, there's a break, but then there's still this pandemic, and it's nearly 2 years now, and you and I have been talking through this whole time about the response locally. How are you going?
We're going okay. We had to, the respiratory clinic had to close over the Christmas period because of lack of staff, so we couldn't staff the clinic. We're not doing vaccinations at the clinic anymore. It was thought that there was plenty of other services around in the area, so the Commonwealth felt that there was plenty enough services in general practice, pharmacies, and, of course, the state hub. So we've stopped vaccinations there. But certainly in general practice, we've now taken them up at the practice at Strathfield, say, where I work. And all the things you've mentioned are certainly the challenges we're dealing with. So we thought we were receiving our supplies on Friday the 7th, but it seems that that's been pushed back now to Friday the 14th of January. And so we haven't received our paediatric doses yet. And, of course, across the board, I've heard other practices having the allocation reduced. So it's making for challenging times.
Goodness me. So have you had to have sort of cancel appointments?
Oh, we're a bit careful because we've been there and done that before. And so we were a bit weary of that. So we actually did push our start date back a week. And also we've also experienced, as you've mentioned, the staff, not having staff around. So we've got the, you know, the 20 to 29 year olds that are got COVID over the Christmas New Year period. And the parents of the 20 to 29 year olds have all been stuck in quarantine because of close contacts in their household. So it's been a bit of a challenging few weeks for us.
Mm. Just as a pivotal part of the vaccine rollout begins.
And the boosters. So on top of that, we've got increased demands, you know, people needing to come and see the doctor. We've got people who are unwell because they've got COVID, so wanting to have at least phone or video consults to be able to get some support and help and trying to avoid going to the emergency department because we don't want people going there unless they really, really need to at the moment. Fewer staff, booster doses and children doses. But I do know one of our other rural practices, we have seven practices in our group, they've had to push back their paediatric doses and cancel appointments because they didn't receive their vaccine on time.
So, yes, it's an issue right across the country, isn't it? And central and northern Victoria simply not immune to the supply issues and staffing issues, and it must be very frustrating for those working in the sector as well as those who are trying to get their child vaxxed.
Yeah, absolutely. And people are very keen to try and get their children, at least to get their first dose in before they go back to school. It is an 8-week gap between the first and the second dose, so we never thought we were going to get everyone double dosed before school went back, but even to get the first dose under their belt, that would have been something we would have all really liked to be able to do.
Mm. Well, it will happen for some. Can you tell us a little about the what they call paediatric Pfizer? How does it differ to the one you and I received?
Yeah, so it's a smaller dose than it's 2/3 of the dose. So, you know, the adult dose was 0.3 mils and this is 0.2 mils. So it's a smaller dose of vaccine that we receive, but that's an appropriate dose. It's the 8-week gap, not the 3-week gap. Side effects have been from overseas have reported to be quite mild for children. Certainly not as much risk around some of the other things we were seeing with the Pfizer. And the main side effects being, you know, a bit of fever, muscle pains, unwell. So it's meant to be, it's the same vaccine, just a smaller dose.
Uh-huh. And just prepare your child that they might not feel great the next day, which is the general thing that everyone's experienced, most people anyway. I haven't heard of anyone who's been completely unaffected after getting a vaccine. So, yes, we just have to prepare our kids for that.
Yeah, and whilst it's not great not to feel well, it's a great sign because it means that the vaccine's done its job and you're building a bit of an immune response to it.
So once your child has had their first dose, then as you mentioned, there's an 8-week gap for children between their first and second vaccine doses. Mm-hmm. Do you think that is a concern given, well, first of all, lack of supply, meaning some probably won't be able to get their child's first dose in before school starts. Is that a concern? And also the fact that children will only have had their first dose before school goes back.
No, I think that, you know, we've been dealing with COVID for a while now, and I think we know that I think going back to school would still be really important, and if we've got some of the children back, then that'll make it better for across the herd immunity. And so I don't think that should be a reason to hold kids back, and we'll wait for further information from the Department of Health to see what they say. As I said, we never expected them to be double vaxxed by this stage, and we don't know about boosters yet. There's no mention of boosters for the kids just at this point in time.
Mm-hmm. That first dose, though, does provide some immunity.
Yeah, absolutely. So the first dose does provide good immunity. The problem is that the reason you get the second dose is because it wanes off a bit, and that's just to provide some, more memory antibodies in your body to be able to fight that COVID disease. And so then that's the same with the third dose, the booster dose. It's just a bit more boosting of your immune system. So the first dose does provide good protection and will reduce the risk of serious illness and transmission.
Thank you so much for explaining all of that to us this morning, Dr. Ava Pieko.
My pleasure.
Always busy the last couple of years, and we do thank you so much for all the information.
My pleasure,
and
thank
knowledge
you.
You're providing. Dr. Ava Pieko, who runs the Bendigo Respiratory Clinic, as you just heard, they're not doing vaccinations anymore, but the GP clinics that she runs are. They're having trouble with supply, as are many GP clinics, so we'll keep in touch with her on that.